Hello, Laguna Beach. This is KXFM 104.7, Laguna Community Radio. Tune on, tune in. Now we welcome Steve McIntosh of Sensible Laguna. This is the Village Laguna Hour, where we talk about serious issues affecting the citizens and the residents of Laguna Beach. Village Laguna was founded in 1971. Nonprofit mutual benefit community organization began when concerned citizens opposed to the construction of high-rise buildings along the legendary Laguna Beach coastline and helped create Main Beach Park. Since then, Village Laguna's goals have expanded to encompass our mission statement to preserve, enhance, and celebrate the unique village character and cultural heritage of Laguna Beach, to foster community spirit and address social needs, and to work towards restoring and protecting our ocean and coastal habitats. I'm your host, Gene Felder, a longtime member of Village Laguna. The next guest we have is Steve McIntosh of Sensible Laguna. Village Laguna has not endorsed as yet any member running for school board, but Sensible Laguna has endorsed Howard Hills and Sherry Morgan for school board. The state will be sending out ballots starting October 7th, and you can vote right away or up to Election Day on November 5th. The website of Sensible Laguna is sensiblelaguna.org. Well, hello, Steve McIntosh. And you've been here in Laguna Beach for decades. What happened to get you, Steve Brown, and Gary Kasach involved?
Well, thank you, Gene. I appreciate it. And thank you for that wonderful introduction. But, yeah, I've been here 43 years. And Sensible Laguna really got started in 2023. I'll give it a little quick history. And it was basically revolving around a massive facilities master plan that the school district decided they came up with in the second half of 22. In September of 2022, they had a special board meeting that pertaining to facilities, and they decided they wanted to expand their facility master plan. And so the superintendent, Jason Valoria, decided we're going to put together a committee. And at that time, people had asked, let's have some community members involved. And he said, no, it's much too early to have those people in, so we'll just go without them. And proceeded to put together a committee that at the most had 20 people on it, consisting of architects, direct report, employees, administrators. And at the end of the day, only four Laguna Beach residents, two from school power and then two from the Laguna Beach School Board, President Jan Vickers and Kelly Osborne. Both of those seats are up for available this election. And Jan Vickers is rerunning, and Kelly Osborne opted out. So the next thing you know, they surprised everybody in March of 23 with a massive $150 million.
This is the original proposal?
This is the original proposal, and it encompassed a 40,000-square-foot administration building, parking lots with tennis courts on top, a massive aquatic center that just didn't fit into our the 100-year-old neighborhood and really didn't fit into the village or the community, period. So one of the problems then we saw, and that's when Sensible Laguna formed, and so Gary Kasach and Steve Brown and I got together and said, you know, something has to be done about this. So we use a lot of extensive research and data and a lot of common sense, that's the name, to take a look at some of these issues. Well, what ended up happening was we rallied the community to come together, and at one of their meetings where they were exposing or showing what they wanted to do, there was a near riot. People said, absolutely not. This is out of touch with the community. And they ended up scaling this back some to $100 million. And what that means to the citizens and taxpayers of Laguna Beach is they're going to want to do a bond to pay for all of this, $100 million that you, your grandkids, and their kids will be paying for it. So it's a little bit crazy. So we said, this is nuts.
Steve, we're talking to Steve McIntosh of Sensible Laguna. Steve, let's make sure the listeners know about the Laguna Beach Unified School District source of funding and how that is different from other school districts.
Yes, that's a great point. One of the things that makes Laguna Beach unique is that we are what they call a basic aid self-funded district. So it's instead of all of the money coming out of Sacramento, our money stays here, a lot of it. 25.5 cents of every property tax dollar goes direct to the school district, which amounts to, doesn't sound like much, but it amounts to $74 million each year. And unfortunately, the city gets only 24.5 cents of that. So it's a smaller piece of the pie. And then in addition to, another 20 cents goes up to Sacramento, and then a few pennies does trickle back to Laguna Beach. So we're a self-funded district that we don't get funding based on how many kids are enrolled at any given time.
Yes, and in most other school districts, they have daily attendance. They count the number of kids based on the daily attendance. They get revenue. If they have more kids, they get more money. But in Laguna Beach, the money is rolling in due to property taxes. And even if enrollment goes down, their revenue goes up. So what's the comparison of the average annual expenditure?
Well, in the average in California is $18,000 per kid. Just to put it into perspective, the other self-funded districts might be in $21,000 per kid. Here in Laguna Beach, we're $33,000 per student across the board, which sounds great. And so you'd think we should be performing off the charts. Well, there's a lot of problems with that from the high school perspective. The district likes to show the district as a whole and compare it to the rest of the state, which doesn't score very well in particular. But our philosophy is, why not aspire to the people that are doing better than you? And therein lies one of the issues we have. So
let me interrupt here to let everybody know this is KXFM 104.7 Laguna Community Radio. Tune on, tune in. This is the Village Laguna Hour. I'm your host, Gene Felder. And we're talking to Steve McIntosh of Sensible Laguna, and this has to do with putting in a new swimming pool and other infrastructure at the school district. So how has the aquatics program been going, Steve, with the existing swimming pool?
Well, it's been going pretty darn good. Several Olympians have come out of the small pool that they have now, and it stellar programs. That said, we agree that there are some problems with that pool in addition to the size of it. It's a little bit on the small side compared to what's standard today and what people utilize. So we've always been in favor of expanding the pool to a somewhat bigger pool that fits in the same spot. And they've scaled it back to put it in the same spot, but they want to put in an Olympic-sized 50-meter pool is what they voted on up till now. There's talk of they might want to scale that back a little bit, but what that does is it tears down the bathhouse in the front, which is a major cost. So our plan that would have a 35-meter pool or a 38-meter pool, which would fit in there, that would be a fantastic state-of-the-art facility. They could save in the neighborhood of $9 to $10 million, and we think that's important to take that money then and put that towards the struggling STEM program and some of the special needs programs.
Now, when the superintendent, who's been there for something like 7 years, he was hired, he was supposed to be very strong in STEM. Let's see, what is STEM? That's science, technology, something or other.
Engineering and math.
Engineering and math, but the high school students, only half of the students are at grade level in math. That's the performance we have.
Yes, the students that just graduated this past spring, the seniors, they take a test when they're juniors, and it's a state-run test called the CAPS test. And what happens is that is a measure statewide, so everybody's on the same plane, to see how many people actually achieve the standard, what they call it. And so what they've done this past year, or the juniors, 49.7% of those kids met that standard, which means 50% did not. And it's a fairly low standard, Gene.
Yeah, for all the extra money we have, that's pretty poor performance. And there's an argument, Sensible Laguna has encouraged voting for Howard Hills and Sherry Morgan for school board, and their approach would be that the board should not be a rubber stamp for the superintendent. Can you speak to that?
Yes. One of the things that's happened over the years is since Superintendent Voria showed up, the bylaws have been tightened, altered somewhat, and the interpretation of those bylaws has been strictly enforced and worked a little bit differently than in the past. So what happens is the superintendent says he's the CEO of the district and runs everything. Well, basically, until there's a problem, then he says, well, I really work for the board. And then the board says, we don't have any control over this. It's the superintendent. So it's a little bit of he said, she said. But what ends up happening is the board is not allowed to work with the community. So our main issue is that the community has lost its voice within the school district. Most people think you can go to your city councilman and talk to them, and they can go off and talk to people within the city, maybe come back with a solution or a report and maybe get something done about it. That can't happen at the high school. It's frowned upon for board members to actually meet with the constituents, and if they should do so, they say, just contact the superintendent. He'll take care of it. Well, sometimes that never happens. It never gets on the agenda. Nobody ever talks about it. It disappears. So that's why people get frustrated and come to the board meetings like they did recently. 120 people spoke up for a special needs student and her friend who were going to be shipped off to El Toro instead of educated here like they had done in the past.
And this was a special needs student that had been educated at the district through elementary school and middle school. But when she was going to be entering high school, the school district decided that the district could not educate her and was going to bus her out of town to Tustin, or you say El Toro.
El Toro, yeah.
Is that correct?
That is correct. And the problem was there was a slight lull in kids that at her level, let's say. And so they kind of just took that as an opportunity to shut the program down. Now, the board said they don't know anything about it, and the superintendent was basically the superintendent and the group saying, well, we don't have a program. Well, when everyone showed up, 120 people said, this is not right. We need to take care of our own. Guess what? They found that program again pretty easily. So this is just indicative of many, many of the things that happen up there. And that's why we're looking forward to promoting Howard Hills and Sherry Morgan, who are looking for positive change. We want to take the board back and be able to have communications, openness, transparency, and really allow people to be a part of the kids' education.
And if they were elected, then there'd be an improved balance of this relationship with the superintendent and the staff.
Absolutely.
This is the Village Laguna Hour, where we discuss serious issues important to the residents of Laguna Beach. I'm your host, Gene Felder. We're talking with Steve McIntosh of Sensible Laguna. And on the board, the board president of the Laguna Beach Unified School District is Jan Vickers. Has she been on the board for 36 years?
She's been, actually, this is her 34th year. And she was first elected in 1980, and she got recalled in 87 over some support of a high school football assistant coach. And so for members got recalled then. She got back on the board in 92 and then again in 2000, and it's been there solid. So she's an integral part of how this district runs and the bylaw situation, which is very abnormal to not have any kind of a voice. And when board members get on this board, they soon realize that they have all these ideas, but those ideas fall on deaf ears, and unless it's really wanted, it never gets put on the agenda. And so it's a very frustrating thing for board members. And that's why we really need to clean this up and change it and have a strong discussion with the superintendent, who did come 7 years ago with a minimal amount of actual administrative experience. He was an assistant superintendent for only 11 months. And he is now being paid, he's number sixth highest in Orange County, and his whole package is a little over $450,000 to $460,000 a year.
Holy moly! Are you saying $460,000 the superintendent pay package is? And by contrast, Sensible Laguna, like Steve McIntosh, how much do you get paid?
Zero.
Zero. Well, we thank you for stepping forward and trying to improve this situation. Citizens who don't have children in the school district may be using the recreation programs of the city of Laguna Beach, the existing pool. The maintenance is paid by the city for the recreation department. What happens to them in that? How is the cooperation going between the city and the school district?
Well, it's not good, and that's one of the other things that Sherry Morgan and Howard Hills want to fix, is that years ago, the two biggest entities here in town need to work together. It's a small town, so we all need to work in lockstep, essentially, and help each other out. And years ago, that was the case. That's all, that is all changed since Valoria has shown up. And so there's a little animosity. There's a little one-upsmanship, let's just say, from the district side of things. They wanted to do this pool, and basically without talking to or working with the city, said, we're just going to go ahead with this pool. If you want to join us, we'll make the pool bigger for you. And, of course, the city has a massive investment that would take place then in both the upfront costs and the ongoing employee costs for lifeguarding, which they're responsible for, which on a bigger pool, that almost doubles. So we convinced the city, after looking at all the data and showing them, meeting with all the city councilmen and city managers and staff, they agreed that with a 5-0 vote that they need to do their own pool with a full kiddie pool, because everything up at the high school is basically an all deep pool, which it should be for all of their programs, and then one shallow lane. So it's really not conducive for a real community pool, which, again, we are a community. And if we were going to share this, that's not the spot to put a massive pool. So we are looking at the city to really get back at that. They've kind of stepped away from it. But what's really important is because of this inability to work together, the whole city will be without a pool for at least a year upcoming here. And that's really sad, because all the programs that are going will basically be, no pun intended, dead in the water.
So true. I was at a meeting, Steve, where the new city manager, Dave Kiff, said, well, one lane of in the pool with the shallow depth would allow the city to do some recreation programs, but not very many. And it would be a lot better if they had two lanes, but I guess that's a non-starter. And there's not much progress going on with the city-built pool, is there?
No, there isn't. They kind of backpedaled. They said unanimous, we kind of want to get on this, but then all of a sudden a lot of other things showed up. You've got the Canyon Road again, looking at Coast Highway, and numerous other items. But they need to get back on that, and I think they will, but it would have been nice. They could have staggered the bills of these things, and everybody could have been covered, and it would have been the best way to work this out, and monetarily it would have been great as well. So that's just it. We have to work better together, and this situation where the president of the board, Jan Vickers, is wanting to be reelected again for her 35th year on, I think it's time for her to step back.
35th to 39th year.
Yes, correct.
So they have a lot of money from the property tax. They haven't done sensational as far as educating the children. Have they welcomed your participation?
Absolutely not. That's one of the things that they like to tout, their openness and their communication. And we have not had the opportunity to sit down with the decision makers, the board themselves, to really go over this. Individually, we've had some contact with a couple of them. Then they get conflicting information through the staff, which basically only tells them half the story. And again, this all runs through the superintendent. So consequently, we have begged them many, many times to sit down with us. Let's have a discussion rather than us just saying a few things and fallen on deaf ears.
Well, don't feel so bad. We're talking, this is the Village Laguna Hour on KXFM 104.7, Laguna Community Radio. Tune on, tune on. We're talking to Steve McIntosh of Sensible Laguna. So they haven't really been excited about your input.
No.
How have they treated board member Dee Perry?
Just embarrassingly bad. It's Dee Perry has been a voice, trying to be a voice for the community for since she's been on, and she has been attacked, maligned, sued, framed, basically by the district. So there's been a lot of things like that that just show the attitude and the control that these guys want over every aspect of this. So we need to break that open, and we need to open this up to where everybody is participating, even the teachers who have complained to me offline that we don't have a voice. We get invited to be on committees. We're never listened to. It's just a check-the-box mentality. And so they've stopped being on committees. So there's been a lot of displeasure with what's going on. And that's reflected in, at the high school in particular, and that's reflected in the performance.
Well, we appreciate all this information. Steve McIntosh of Sensible Laguna spending time with us on this Village Laguna Hour. Sensible Laguna has endorsed Howard Hills and Sherry Morgan for Laguna Beach Unified School District. To repeat, the state of California is to send out your ballot starting October 7th. You can vote immediately or up to Election Day, November 5th. Howard Hills' website is electhowardhills.com, and Sherry Morgan's website is votesherrymorgan.com. And Steve, why don't you make a pitch why people should vote for them?
Well, the main thing is that they have a good vision that's not clouded by the same concept. Both of these people have been around for many, many years. They have a lot of history with not only the district but the town. And a couple of the other candidates might have great ideas, but the problem is they're not aware. They only know what they know, and what they don't know, they don't know, is that a lot of your ideas that you want to come in with are not going to be used. It's basically worthless. So your voice is quieted. So it's good to have people with experience that understand what's going on, that understand the positive change we need. This isn't about making people wrong. It's about the kids. And both of these candidates are ultimately for the kids and really want to make this district back to what it was before, where it was a private school education in a public school setting.
It should be the best.
It should be. And at $33,000 a student, we shouldn't be ranked 211th in the state. We should be in the top 10. There's no doubt about it. And that's one of the things that we're looking to do, to take a look at the various programs. And these guys want to get in there and make the teachers a part of the solution, make the parents part of the solution, make the students part of the solution. Let's get this district back to where it needs to be and where it should be. And these two candidates are really the only ones that can make that happen. They're not educator-based, so they're not looking at it that particular lens. They're actually looking at a broader perspective, and that's what you need. And you need people in there with different ideas, and not only different ideas, you need to be able to exchange those ideas and have a discussion.
Well, this is the Village Laguna Hour, where we discuss serious issues important to the residents of Laguna Beach. I'm your host, Gene Felder. We've been talking with Steve McIntosh of Sensible Laguna. We appreciate it so very much, Steve.
Thank you, Gene.
Please keep up the good work. I'd love to talk to you forever. Maybe we can go out and talk some more about it, but we have to bring this program to a close. And we'd like to thank Councilman George Weiss, Steve McIntosh of Sensible Laguna, and all of you for listening. This is Gene Felder of the Village Laguna Hour. Thank you for listening. KXFM 104.7, Laguna Community Radio. Tune on, tune in.
We live in the land of plenty, But many things aren't plenty anymore. Like the water from our sink, they say it's not safe to drink. You gotta go and buy it at the store. Now we're told there's a hole in the ozone. Look what's washing on the beach. And Lord, I believe from the heavens to the seas, we're bringing Mother Nature to her knees. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. Well, there's a change taking place way on the mountains. Acid rain is falling on the leaves. And down in Brazil, the fires are burning still. How we gonna breathe without them trees? So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. There's a place where I live called the Canyon, where Daddy taught me to swim. And that water, it's so pure, and I'm gonna make sure Daddy's grandkids can swim there like him. Now we all ought to feel just a little bit guilty when we look into the eyes of our kids. 'Cause brothers, it's a fact, if we take and don't put back, they'll have to pay for all we did. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. Well, it's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green.